Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StoneParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. How you doing today? I'm having a great day. I want to bring a teaching to you, and this one might surprise you. The title's going to give it away, but then I'm going to back it up. You ready? Your clothing is an abomination unto God. Your clothing is an abomination unto God. Now, that's aimed at most people. Some of you holy, godly saints, that won't be aimed at you. You'll get it as we go through this. And so I want to cover this. It's been on my heart. A couple things came up recently. So we're going to talk about this. Your clothing is an abomination to God. If you know anything about the gospel of Jesus Christ, I preach it all the time, his death, burial, and resurrection, and our faith to it via repentance, changing your mind and your ways, being born from above by his Spirit, walking in holiness and obedience as fruit, you know him, and enduring in the faith. That's the gospel. That changes every aspect of a person's life, right? And we teach all about that, and we strive to honor that in obedience at our website, don'tperish.com, and this is the fruit that you know him, all right? And so I just want to be clear. This is aimed at mostly born-again people claiming they know Jesus Christ. But this topic about clothing applies to every human being on earth. So recently I was preaching outside a religious body. And this corrupt, false, carnal, worldly body, religious body. And it was full of a bunch of harlot dressed people. Let me just say it that way. And at the same time, I was answering an email from someone that had contacted me via the website about the same topic. We were talking about dress. They brought it up. And so I wanted to talk about your clothing, an abomination to God. Now, this topic matters to me. It should matter to any person that loves and honors God and is looking to seek God. But you know what? It matters to God himself. You know why? God himself dressed us in Genesis 3:21, and it never changed. And this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You realize that if you're born of God. You are not your own, per Holy Spirit-inspired Brother Paul. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So how you dress isn't up to you. You're not your own. You're a servant and a slave of God, bond slave of God. So consider that as we go through this, okay? So I'm about to prove to you that most every single person in America and the world and churchianity that is outside of the biblical truth of God, holiness and obedience, they are dressing in a way that's an abomination unto God. All right, let's get right at this. I'm going to prove it. Let's look at this word first, abomination. Let's look at one example, Leviticus 11:11. And they shall be an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but ye shall have their carcasses in abomination. All right, so this is one example of some food. God says, don't eat it. It's abomination. And the word abomination appears 130 times over, 135 times in the Old Testament, and 6 times in the New Testament. So it's not an uncommon word. Abomination, the Hebrew words for it. There's a couple of different iterations of it, but it really means the same thing. It's sheketz or tayaba. And what it means is idolatrous object, abominable, detestable thing, an idol, an unclean thing, things that are detestable, things that are an abomination, things linked to idols. So it's kind of a broad description there, but it gives us an idea. It's something that God hates, God abhors, okay? Now, this is known, abomination, this word is known by many people, and many people in the churchianity places talk about this word. It's an abomination, and lately, I hear it all the time, especially with worldly, carnal, Baptist, or other kinds of street preachers, telling homosexuals that they're an abomination to God. Yeah, they quote this verse all the time. Leviticus 18:22. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It's an abomination. They love to throw that out there. They love to quote it. They love to yell that at people that are they think are homosexuals or admitting that they're homosexuals. And I want to be clear about something. While it's true that homosexuality, sodomite ways are a sin, and the Bible says it's an abomination to them. It does say that. Americans and churchianity people that use that, they're great hypocrites and in great hypocrisy that Jesus hates. And here's why. I'm going to show you right here. There's many things listed as abominations to God. If you go back to the Old Testament, look them up. Some foods, yep, perverted homosexual sex, graven images, idols. Here's one. Taking a wife back after she went and laid with somebody else. You can't take her back and remarry her. That's an abomination unto God. Even a woman dressing as a man is an abomination unto God. So he covers dress right there. Deuteronomy 22:5. A woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. They're detestable to God, all right? Now, that verse applies to the culture today. People use it all the time because you got all these drag queens going out there and people are, you know, men think they're women, women think they're men, people cross-dressing drag queens at libraries. They were trying to get it into public schools for children, drag queens, cross-dressing. And so you have the same churchianity people and the same people crying out these abominations unto God. And it's true. It's what it says in the Old Testament. Now, I won't get into this. Some of these abominations still apply today. Some of them don't. We won't get into which ones are which. That's not what this teaching is all about. That's more of a Hebrew root type of teaching that I have teachings on at the teaching blog. But getting to the verse on clothing, that's what this is all about. What's my title for this teaching? Your clothing is an abomination unto God. It takes me right where I want to go for this teaching. The one big thing that people always say, homosexuals are abomination to God. They're always calling it out. Yet they miss the glaring thing pointing right at them. They do it every day. They put it on. They walk in it. They act it out. They pay big money for it. They practice at it. What is it? How they dress today according to the fashions and the styles of today. Mostly I'm aiming this at so-called churchianity Christians. It's a fact. I've seen it out there for years. Modern pastors overlook how people dress. They don't dress biblical. Parents practice unbiblical dress and harlotry. They promote it. The youth have picked it up, taken it over, and they lavish in it, and everyone loves it and glorifies it. What people have done is they've forgotten or never learned about or never taken on the standard of dress that God gave us. I'll talk about it briefly. And they put on the cultural standard, and it's an abomination unto God. I'm going to prove it. Bear with me here. Most Americans, churchianity, maybe people all over the world, I don't know, I haven't been all over the world yet, they're abomination to God in their clothing. And you're going to say, well, why is that? Why do you keep saying that? Well, there's another place the word abomination is used in Scripture. Maybe you know about it. Proverbs 6. It gives us a great insight into this very topic. And again, most Americans, most churchianity people are an abomination to God. Here we go. Proverbs 6:16-19. These six things do the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him. All right? So it's talking about what it gives us an idea there. Abomination can also be the word hate. All right? Detestable, something the Lord despises. So in this verse, it's the same word, abomination, same meaning, that calls out homosexuality. It's the same exact word. And most all people in America and churchianity use that to call it homosexuals. Do they use it on themselves? Here we go, ready? Verse 17, a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that are swift to running into mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. All right. So many of these same churchianity people have used that one verse. Yeah, see, the shedding of innocent blood, abortion, that's an abomination unto God. Well, that one actually is true. It's backed up in the New Testament. Murder, and God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Murder is backed up in the New Testament. So I get that one. But let's focus on that verse 17, shall we? You notice how people like to pick and choose the Holy Scriptures to suit their needs? A proud look. A proud look. That is disgusting, detestable, unclean, and an abomination unto a holy God. Let's look at that word and tie this together. A proud look. The word is room. To rise up, to be lifted up, to be lofty, to be exalted, to be set on high, to be raised, to cause to lift up, to raise, to excel, to exalt up. Set on high, if I didn't say it, basically lift up. Proud, me, lifting myself up, lifting up my stature, my means, how I want people to view me, see me, think about me. Consider this. Pride can be an attitude. It can be an action. And let's put this together. No doubt that clothing, today's cultural clothing, is full of pride. Why? It gives you a look. You want to put on a certain jeans. You want to put on a certain shirt. You want to put on a certain pants. You want to do your hair a certain way. You want to make your makeup a certain way. You want to wear certain jewelry. Ready? Men like to work out and wear certain shirts that fit their physique to show it off, to be attractive. This is pride. Look. Proud look. A proudful, prideful, proudful. A pride-filled look. And it's an abomination unto God. People do it for their appearance, and there's no getting out of it. Now, when a man or a woman, let's be clear here, when a man or a woman puts on fashion, clothing, their hairdo, makeup, jewelry, I'll even say tattoos today, they're all over, what are they doing? Is this of the spirit or flesh? Flesh. Is this of the carnal life or righteous life? Righteous. No, excuse me, carnal. Is this humble or haughty? It's haughty. Is this godly or sinful? It's sinful. All right, these are the facts. What people are doing is by putting on fashion of today and dressing themselves against what God teaches, they are putting on a proud look that is an abomination to God. Abomination to God. And per Proverbs 6, God sees them as an abomination. As a homosexual, as one who murders innocent children, an abomination, pride. Now, I need to put this disclaimer in here. Anybody who knows us, we do dress per God's word, and we teach biblically that women are to avoid makeup and jewelry. Women are to cover their heads when they're out in public and with anyone but their husband. Women are to wear a long, unadorned dress, loose. Men, same applies, no adorning. Men are to wear a tunic or a robe or a long shirt-like garment, covers up their private areas, that is loose, unadorned, and then because God gave men breeches or pants underneath, we wear pants underneath in case our tunic ever comes up because it couldn't be shorter, could be maybe to your knees, boop, it could blow up quickly. You want to have coverage under there. We wear pants, baggy pants. That's what we teach. You can back it all up in God's word. Going all the way back to Genesis 3:21, God shed blood, archetype of Jesus, put us in tunic-like garments. It's never changed. Everyone in the Old Testament, everyone in the New Testament, Jesus, everyone wore a tunic, a robe, a mantle, a garment, a vesture, a long flowing garment. Not shorts, not tight t-shirts, not skinny jeans. I got articles on all that. Go to the teaching blog, look up dress for women, dress for men. Lots of articles there to help you. And we get emails all the time. And when we witness in the street and we go preach outside these religious places, like I told you about, massive harlotry. I had to look down or look away the other day with these young girls and mothers and even grandmothers dressing in yoga pants, showing their forms off, all caked out in makeup and ratted up hair. And most all of them would look at gays and say, you're an abomination. Or they'd call the abortionist an abominator. An abominator? I don't know about that word. Yeah, they would look at those people. But what about themselves with their proud look? God hates hypocrisy. Go read Matthew 23. Jesus called the Pharisees out over and over and over for their massive hypocrisy. And you'll hear this all the time from people. Oh, we don't have to dress biblical. No, we don't have to do anything that the scriptures teach us today. And they'll defend all their carnality and that God just looks at the heart. And they're going to defend all of that. No, no, no. It's not what the scriptures teach. We have articles on all of that. I refute every single person that talks about that. Scripture is clear. We're to cover our forms biblically the way God ordained it. That's the way it's to be done if we're going to be holy and walk in all of his ways. I've challenged pastors, dads, moms. I've challenged everybody, churchgoers. I've asked them this one question. Ready? Why do men and women show off themselves in makeup, hairdos, tattoos, cultural fashions, clothing with adornments and patterns? Why do they do that? Nobody will give me an answer. Do you know why no one will give me an answer? Because they know there is no good answer. The answer is it's prideful. The answer is it's rebellion against God. The answer is it's a proud look that's an abomination unto God. That's the only reason you make yourself up to look good, so people will look at you and you got pride in how you look. We see it every time. Outside churchianity, we see it with people that email us. We see it with the young people claiming Christ. They all walk in a proud look that's an abomination to God. How many times have I said that? But I'm going to drive it home. So when someone says to you, well, you look good in that, and that looks good on you, that's pride. That's a prideful, proud look. Clothing is sin covering. It's not supposed to make us look good. That feeds our pride. Satan fell in pride. God hates pride. Every sin is rooted in pride. I'm getting ready to do a teaching on that. Every single sin is rooted in pride. Listen for that teaching coming up. So it's very clear. We can be honest. Sister Amin and I and people that we know, we'll all admit, you know what? When we were unregenerated and worldly, we all wore clothes to show ourselves off, to make ourselves look good, to lift ourselves up, to exalt ourselves, to pump up our pride. Maybe if you're single, to attract another person. Maybe if you're married, a lot of people do that too, just to play games. Yeah, that's what people do that are unregenerated or rebellious against God. So the answer, why do people do it? Cake on makeup, put on fashion, put on jewelry. It's a proud look. They're lifting themselves up, maybe for sexual gratification, maybe for competition, maybe just the fact that they want to feel good about themselves, and they're not relying on their creator to feel good. They're relying on a proud look that's an abomination unto God. Yeah, we see men wearing it. We see women wearing it for the same reasons. It's a carnal, sexual, proud act versus, ready? Being lowly, humble, holy, meek in your appearance. Yeah, the Bible talks about Jesus. He was nothing to look at. Plain old guy, right? We're not supposed to be dolling ourselves up to look like something that the world would be attracted to. It's worldly, it's fleshly, when we're supposed to be godly and holy. You can't please God in the flesh, Romans 8:8 says. So the lifting of yourself up in how you look is sinful. John the Baptist said, I must decrease so Christ can increase. How are you decreasing when you rat your hair up, put on makeup, jewelry, put on skin-tight clothing and adorn yourself like a peacock? How are you lifting up Christ in that? You're not. You're defaming Christ and the Holy Word. That's what you're doing. Jesus said this in Matthew 23:12, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, but he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. You see that? Humble yourself. Put on something that makes you humble and lowly rather than something that makes you look good in pride and lifts you up. Do you see what I'm talking about? Dressing up, hair, makeup, clothing, working out, muscle shirts, tattoos, jewelry, if I didn't say it, whatever. It's exalting you. It's the opposite of what God says we're supposed to do. And I don't want to be brash here because I know I got a lot of people that are listening, maybe some younger children. Here we go. Ready? Nobody needs to see your private parts or the form of them. I'll just say it that way. I won't mention each part. Nobody needs to see them. Cover them up with a long, loose garment. That's what God did in the garden. Is that not good enough for you? Well, you certainly are rebellious, aren't you? Yeah, I used to be that way. You need to repent of that, or you're going to lose your soul. So it's not God-honoring at all. And I do have a question, especially for women. Now, some men are wearing makeup and doing things and doing facelifts and stuff, but more women do it, I guess. I don't know. I'll aim it at both. When you get facelifts and makeup and eyelashes and lip gloss and all this stuff, Are you not telling God what you created isn't good enough? You talk about the height of pride and arrogance, telling the Creator that you don't think you look good enough. That's wickedness, and God hates every worker of iniquity and wicked person. Go read Psalm 5:5. So we deal with this a lot. It's why I talk about it. We get people that email us, people that contact us in person, people that come up to us in the streets, and many of them want to come to faith in Christ, they say. And many of them have left family, left their jobs, getting ready to. But you know what? When it comes to, well, you probably want to change if your heart's been transformed by the gospel. You probably want to change your outsides too. You know, you don't cuss no more, right? No. You don't smoke no more, right? No. You don't look at women no more, right? No. You don't wear skinny jeans and tight t-shirts no more, right? Oh, I got to wear different clothing. And you would not believe the number of people that we lose fellowship with because of clothing. Yeah. Why is this? Because they're prideful. And a proud look is an abomination unto God. I've had men and women admit to us, I got too much pride. I'm not ready to do this. People will be looking at me wearing shabby, drab clothes. I can't show my body off. That's a big part of who I am. I had one man say to me, how am I ever going to attract a wife? I said, if you're trying to attract a wife with your body, you're in big trouble, because what happens when your body don't look so good when you get older? She's going to be gone. Absolute carnal wickedness. And again, we see it all over. People bolt because of clothing, jewelry, makeup, head covering. I had one man leave us because he wanted to keep pumping weights to make his body look good at the age of 50. And I said, who are you trying to look good for? Well, it makes me feel good. Well, then why are you wearing clothes to show it off? Oh, because he wants to show it off because he has a proud look. You see a pattern here, saints and seekers, if you're listening. So again, I mentioned it, Satan fell in pride. Pride is a terrible thing. God hates pride. I have a teaching coming on that. So if you're concerned, I have a question for you. If you're concerned about what others think of you versus what God thinks of you, are you not an idolater? Think about that. Idolatry is putting up anything above God. You care more about the culture and your friends and your family and your church members that you're going to leave anyway if you really follow Christ. There's another whole topic. You care more about what they think than God? Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Deuteronomy 7:26. Neither shall thou bring an abomination into thy house, lest thou be cursed like thing like it is, or like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. Yeah, abominations, idols, anything that you lift up more than God. If you lift up, you're showing off your body more than obeying God, your body's an idol. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a little golden calf. No, it doesn't. So all you so-called Christ followers, churchgoers, you're in grave danger, even more so than the worldly people, because you're claiming Christ, you're denying his truth, and you're walking around with a proud look that's an abomination unto God. God destroyed Israelites because of their abomination. What's he going to do with you? Give you a pass? Jesus didn't die for all your sin you won't repent of. Go read Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. If you decide on cultural clothing and fashion and makeup and tattoos and showing your body off versus covering up in a form, loose, not form showing, unadorned dress or tunic, what does that say about you as a person that wants to serve God? It says that you've told God, you get all of my life, not this part, not that part, not that part. Those are idols. Jesus told a rich man, he won't enter in because he kept one thing for himself. Yeah, think about that. He walked away sad because he kept one thing for himself. Will you walk away sad keeping this one thing for yourself as you live on as an abomination to God because of your clothing? Yeah, I need to tell you this in love because I care for all your souls. I don't want you to be an abomination to God as you choose your own cultural fashion outside of his ways. Scripture says, 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What's fornication? Porneia. It's sexual sin. I have a question. Showing your body off, your private parts and form-fitting clothing and accentuating your lips and your eyes and wearing jewelry and getting tattoos and pumping iron to look attractive, to draw attract people, isn't that not sexual in nature and against God's will and ways? It is. It's porneia. You're guilty of that. Flee it, the Bible says. If you dress in this way and you claim Christ, how is the gospel alive in you that calls you to flee all sin and unrighteousness, or you'll be damned? How is the gospel at work in you? If you believe you can live any way that you want, one, you don't know the scriptures. Two, you better go tell the homosexuals they can live any way they want to. That is sending them clearly right to hell. That's not loving your neighbor, is it? So a proud or pride-filled look in your dress is an abomination to God, and Christ is coming back to judge what? He's coming back to judge all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-10, go read it. He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming back as a roaring, not roaring, a fiery lion of Judah to judge. And I don't want you to be on the wrong side of that judgment. I don't want you to be an abomination because of your dress. The Bible is clear. It tells us to lose your life in all your ways. Matthew 10. Losing your life. Yeah. And because it's your temple, it's important. Because God dressed us, it's important. Because it's an important part of your life that you do every single day, it's important. Because it calls you out of the world to be not be like the world, Romans 12, don't conform to the world, it's important. And quite honestly, it's because God requires it of us that it's important. If you don't think it's important, you clearly are an idolater. You're acting as your own God. And on judgment day, you're going to be sent away. Away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. I want you to hear, well done, good and faithful servant, because you've kept the commandments of God, and you've overcome, and you can become a pillar in the temple of God in that new Jerusalem on earth one day. Check out our website, don'tperish.com. Click on the tab, Dress for Women. Click on the tab, Dress for Men. Last thing I'll say, I've been teaching this for years, and I have people that mock and laugh and say all kinds of things. No one can refute my teaching. Why? Not because I'm smart. Not because I came up with something foolproof. I found it in the Word of God. That God dressed us in tunic-like fashion. Every godly person has always worn that. Women are to cover their heads. That is clear teaching in Scripture. No one can refute it. They come up with a bunch of lame excuses. But they can't refute it in the Word of God. Go read Proverbs 6. A proud look makes you an abomination to God. Go consider that if you're still dressing in your cultural clothing. And I hope you come to see the truth, come to yourself, and repent. We're here to help you if that's the case. Hey, we love you all. Getting down the gospel road, proclaiming truth every day, lifting up Christ, who's so worthy. He is so worthy. Look what he did for us. Beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised, and rose again, and offers us to come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And one of the things he asks, get rid of your pride. Quit lifting yourself and exalting yourself, whether it's in your personality or in your body and in your form. And seek him and serve the kingdom of God, glorifying the Father in heaven. Hey, we love you all. Repent and obey the gospel. Till next time, may God be praised.